The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. If you drive by the Virginia War Memorial in Richmond, you'll see 12,000 small American flags lining the property. The display is called the Hill of Heroes, honoring the lives of members of the U.S. Armed Forces who made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. This week is the last week the installation will be available for the public to view. Recently, VPM News' Morning Edition host Phil Lyles spoke with Dr. Clay Mountcastle, the director of the Virginia War Memorial, about how the project got started.
So, in honor of those 12,000 names listed in the shrine, in the memorial, that's what we do with the Hill of Heroes, one flag representing each Virginian. So we've been doing this now for 4 years. This is our fourth year of installing the Hill of Heroes, and really it has become a great annual tradition for us, and we know that folks like to come out and get photos taken of the site for the 2 weeks that it is up, and the Hill of Heroes will be in place for the next 2 weeks. It was the idea of those of us that work at the Virginia War Memorial. We know we have a strong, very enthusiastic staff, and we looked at the beautiful site out around the memorial and said, you know what, wouldn't it be wonderful if that hill was just covered with American flags? And, you know, a good number was 12,000 to you know, represent the nearly 12,000 Virginians that are honored there at the Virginia War Memorial. So we said, let's do it and see how it goes. And, you know, that first year we had a tremendous response. And so it's been great ever since.
Now, what wars are covered in placing these flags?
Sure. The Virginia War Memorial was initially established to be Virginia's World War II memorial, honoring those that died in World War II. But then it continued to add the names from Korea, Vietnam, the Persian Gulf War, and on up through the current global war on terrorism, places like Iraq and Afghanistan. So those 12,000 names really begin with World War II and carry on up to the present.
Who are the volunteers that are giving their time and energy to recognize these heroes?
So they're folks from all over the community. You know, we've had just folks from civic organizations like the American Legion and the Rotary, and we've also had a great number of scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, come on out and support us. And we have active duty military folks that showed up today from Fort Lee, but also just a lot of individual, families and friends of the memorial, people that hear about it and just want to be involved. So it's a little bit of everybody. It's been wonderful.
And what does this mean to the military families?
I certainly think this resonates very much with military families when they come out and see, a display like this. Obviously, the Gold Star families, those that have lost a loved one in service to the country, it means a lot to them. But I think on a certain level for anybody that either served the country or knows somebody that served the country, to just see that, broad, bold display of patriotism and honoring, knowing that it also comes with the message of honoring individuals that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. It means a lot. And a lot of people come out to see it, one, because it's beautiful, but also it does. It hits a chord with them. It invokes a lot of pride in the country, and they like that a lot.
Of course, there's no admission. And how long will this be displayed?
All of our displays and exhibits at the Virginia War Memorial are always free to and open to the public. And then the Hill of Heroes, the flags on display at the memorial, will be on display for the next 2 weeks.
That was Dr. Clay Mountcastle from the Virginia War Memorial speaking with VPM News' Phil Lyles about the Hill of Heroes. The project will be on display at the War Memorial in Richmond until July 8th. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.